I'd have gone if it's noon.
He'd have sat down.
Ready? Yeah.
Said, no, man, about be able to get up. Look at our meeting started with say pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Srelick.
Here. Seth, you want to speak to the council this evening?
Yes. Seth Reddington, I live here in Clinton. I came last meeting and asked one question about conflict of interest. I went online to see if I could get the audio of the meeting, all, you know, dialogue. Wasn't available through the city site. Clinton Paper did an excellent job of reporting facts on that. I won't take the time to read the article, but I made it pretty crystal clear that the only talks that had went on in this room, council, had been the wages for non-union employees. And I asked a question about conflict of interest on that. And it was you brought into it and stated that the fire chief and the assistant wasn't on that non-union wage agreement, disbursement, contract. So the city provided me the resolution that you guys, the council, voted on, which it got voted down, and there are no positions on that. I'm to make them all off, you know, secretaries, department heads, finance director, but number 11 is the chief, and number 12 is the assistant. Well, at the end of the dialogue, the city attorney did state that it got voted down, the salary disbursements and whatnot. And I specifically asked about those two positions, and he said no, it was not on there. So my question is, this resolution that I received from the city, in their last meeting, is that inaccurate? I asked if it was conflict of interest. In that department, an act of interest. Exactly what it said.
A non-union.
Yes, it was not included in that. But yet it is.
Yeah, they were included.
Absolutely. I suggest that everybody read the article in the paper. Did a very good job of reporting the facts on that. But it didn't answer the question I had. Would that be conflict of interest to you?
Why would it be?
If you have a commissioner that is employed by that department voting on wages for the head.
Well,
why wouldn't it be?
I vote for Cheryl all the time. That's not a conflict.
I just asked a question.
No, it's not a conflict.
Indicate that it's a conflict all day long, but I believe you voted in the negative for it. So the idea being that if it's a conflict, he would be, and the purpose typically of trying to avoid conflicts is trying to avoid the sense of impropriety. And if he would have voted yes to give a raise, then I would, there'd be the sense of impropriety, which is actually a concept that is different than an actual legal conflict, because a lot of people will confuse those two items. My rear its head, but I believe you voted in the negative. So if this matter were taken to the Attorney General or some other legal authority, I don't know how much credence or how much attention they would give it, because again, the vote was in the negative.
That's a simple answer. That's all I ask for. Okay.
Can I help you on Sam?
Yes, I have one other thing. The city did pick up brush and from the cross the street from my property. Very thankful. Very thankful. Left a saw sitting in that yard. So my wife contacted Saturday, because I moved more brush from the back of the property up, just to let them know. Glad you got your saw back, but there's more stuff there. Whatever, timely manner, I don't care. And I was notified that they were directed that I was not to be on the property. I don't understand that. And that came directly from Commissioner Buchanan.
Oh, no, it didn't. No.
Then you might want to address that.
Oh, I will.
With your employees.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, July 5th.
I make that motion.
Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Present.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
General Administration, $6,202.71. Police, $1,094.46. Fire, $2,053.29. Street, $4,128.65. Parks, $4,007.62. Public Health and Safety, $3,004. Police and Fire Commission, $333. Garbage, $1,733.34. Cemetery, $345.19. Water Operations, $24,244.76. Sewer Operations, $517.03. Drug Enforcement, $900. Motor Fuel Tax Fund, $23,755.40. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $410,995.57.
Payroll.
I'll second that.
Any questions on the bills and payroll?
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. This evening we've got a reappointment to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Motion to reappoint Doug Tilley to the Zoning Board of Appeals, said term to expire July 31st,
2028. I'll make
that. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
Just a quick reminder, this is the last 2 weeks for the citywide cleanup where you can voucher to take things out to landfill. Also, I want to say a big thank you to all the departments for the great job they did on picking up brush. We're still in it, picking brush up. We're about ready to wind it down. This is actually week 4 brush pickup, but we're going to have waiver the size of the piles this week. After this week, we'll be going back to the ordinance. Went through, it's been about 3 weeks or so since the storm. We went through several times. So, like I said, after this week, you know, they've got zones 1 and 2, I believe, done already. We will not go back through pickup again there again. So, once we get through that, then we'll go back to the regular. Let's see what else. A great job. My department helped out when they could. They've been busy with locates and stuff. The guys in my department worked several hours overtime. Last weekend, they went out to work together and got the cemetery all cleaned up. And we've got a few issues out there we're going to address, take care of from the cleanup. But I just want to say a big thanks. It was a great job.
Public property.
Hey, I don't have a whole lot. I want to echo Kenny. The guys have all been working together really well on all that storm. Saturday was, they were out there and had it all done before at lunchtime. They got it all cleaned out of there. And even had Mr. Talbot was up here today and talked to him a little bit. And he thought it was a very good job how they got here and got that done. So he appreciated it. And I'm sure everybody else in town does. It doesn't really pertain to water, but I've got a list of things that we've been kind of talking about, and I want to bring them up because I think it's time we move forward with some new things and different things. We've had kind of a discussion on the Airbnb, but we've not went any farther. I think it's time we've got to get something written so we can get it to the Planning Commission so they can decide one way or the other. We've still got a check up there from one group, one family that does it. The others are wanting to do it. If we're going to do it, let's get started and get something done, get that going so people can know what the rules are, how to do it, how to get it taken care of. We need to get started on that. I also been up here looking at some code book and the things that we've got on there, and we need to take and do a lot of revision. There's things in there that has not been changed for a long time. I personally got some things that I want to see change about what kind of service lines we can use, what kind of piping, ductile iron and everything else has gotten so expensive that there is other alternatives now that they're using all over that I'd like to see us start instituting and maybe using. That's part of it. We've got utility fees that we have for since 2002. We've been using the same ones. Price of everything has went up. If we open up a road and someone wants to put in a tap, our tapping fees are really too low. It doesn't cover the time and expense and the exercise of it to fix that road. I think it's cheaper for them just let us do it and just leave it in our hand, just pay the, you know, deposit and let us do it, but it's cheaper. And we need to change that. That's some things that need to be looked at and changed. But yeah, I'd like to see us go through the code book. I'd like to, you know, we went through in years past and when we had things that came up, and we just need to go through that thing and start looking at what needs to be updated, what needs to be changed. We've got a lot of different codes and building codes that I think are kind of outdated that we need to take and look at. So as soon as we can get to that, I'd like to see us start moving forward and getting some of that done. Just we've tabled a few things. We haven't really got to it and we haven't done it, and we need to. Lloyd informed me that there's a fourth crew coming that wants to take and come in and put stuff in the ground. Just got notified that this, you know, just in the last few days. Yeah, so it's just getting tough for everybody. I mean, when you got three already, you got a fourth one wanting to come, and you got the ones putting overhead too, it's really wearing thin. And the guys are, they're busting butt trying to get out there and keep ahead of them. So we need to, you know, make sure that we keep on top of that and make sure that these new rules and stuff are followed, because we can't just keep up and keep going like it. We don't have the manpower. So it's good that we've made up the new permit for them to give us a chance to, you know, have a little bit of leeway of saying, hey, we can't be there. You can't put it in the ground until we get there. And it's good that we've got that in place. But I don't know. Wild West has been turned loose, and we just have to kind of keep on top of that. It's just
Johnny, I talked to Lloyd today to see about if he can get with these companies and see if they've got anything on Madison Street, or South Madison Street. They come and get that taken care of since we're getting ready to do the road. Don't want them popping new holes and new pavements.
Okay. Other than that's all I have right at the moment.
I would, on this marking that you guys do for the water lines, for these internet cable things, would I, is there any way we could put something in their permit that says that, you know, that's all well and good, you can do it, but in the event of a storm, the storm work takes precedence? Because I know in some instances, the storm, you know, they were busy doing their marking and they couldn't help work for the storm stuff. And I think that takes priority.
Well, we got some things in the codes and books and about and stuff, and they just have to understand that. I think that that hasn't been a real bad issue, but at the same time, they do have to just kind of delegate. They have to go out and make it work part of the day, and then they go back and go and do the locates. And they've been doing real well at it. But if you get a fourth one thrown in the mix, and they want to work in different sections of town, that makes it tough. But we're just going to have to take and follow that and let them know that we'll get there as soon as we can, and they're just going to have to be patient and wait. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you've got the right idea. Some things take precedence, and it's just going to be the way it has to be.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Council Finance, for health and safety, I'm sorry.
Along the line of that, if you notice around town where they're going through the downtown area, they're cutting holes in sidewalks and stuff. We need to take a look at that, because they're not filling those back in with concrete. They're not putting them in level. They're putting white rock around them. Somebody's going to break a leg or something in one of them holes. So I don't know what the rules call for them to, once they set the boxes. And they're, some of them are sloppy cuts. They're not laying them out or nothing. When you patch them back, they're going to look pretty bad. So, Kenny, if you can figure that out, because I think you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Also, the old fire truck that we had to put up for sale, we had it going to the auction. We had a fire department from Kansas, Illinois call about it, wanting to know if it could be pulled out of the auction. I called, talked to John. I think I talked to pretty much everybody. I talked to Lance. He said he would think that would be the right thing to do. We got 3,000 more than we thought we would. And so it went back in service to Kansas, Illinois. So that is taken care of. It's already gone. They have it. Also, at the parks, we've been seeing some vandalism on slides and stuff. We're asking the public to keep an eye on those parks that they can see and make sure they reach out to the police department, pass the information on, because that they're very expensive to keep up. So, and the officers get out and walk those parks, and that's how we found the last one and sent me pictures of it. So, and I think Lloyd was notified on that because it was a safety issue, a big hole right in the middle of it. So, does that sound the right way to handle that?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I have. Ben, you got anything?
Just real quick, we're going to be introducing a new officer to the department, Gracie Edwards, hails from Hudson, Illinois. We'll be starting Monday. But unfortunately, due to some schedule issues between myself and her current working environment, situation, we don't have scheduled yet to do an introduction to the council, but we welcome her to the department. Likewise, today the Supreme Court ruled on the Safety Act, so specifically the elimination of cash bail in the state of Illinois, which is going to have a very significant impact, not only here in Clinton, but statewide. We're constantly trying to defend our position to the public, when we're dealing with criminal behavior and stuff of that nature, and those people are right back out on the street, and that's only going to be impacted even greater by the elimination of being able to incarcerate people. Quite frankly, the most common crimes that we deal with the elimination of cash bail, obviously there are some offenses that there is no bail for, and they'll be incarcerated, and they don't have the option to post bail, but the things that we deal with on a fairly consistent basis, quite frankly, it will eliminate the option incarcerated. So a lot of inner workings between our law enforcement agencies and the state attorney's office and courts and stuff, but that I believe takes effect in the middle of September. So that media and whatnot, it's going to have a significant impact, of course. Anyway, but that's all I have for this evening.
Steven, you have anything on Fireside?
I don't have anything.
Okay. That's all I have.
Accounts and finance.
Sales tax is up a little over $17,000 from what it was this month last year. Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll move down to new business. It's for the Madison, mm-hmm. Madison Street and Washington Street project.
Yeah.
We've got a motion for that.
Yeah. Motion to approve the bid and award the contract for Madison Street and Washington Street projects to Knapp Concrete Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $662,098.
Second.
Any discussion? Give us a.
This will be from South Madison Street from Main Street to the intersection there by the IJ. The all new curb and gutter, new pavement, of course, ADA sidewalks. And I believe in some places, some of the approaches to the driveways will be also replaced. And then also the two blocks here on Washington Street, the 200, 300 block will be resurfaced. So we don't have to do any ADA there, it's all already there, so.
Any other discussion? Follow on.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We place two items on the file. One is the pipe, plumbers and pipe fitters contract. And the other one is the ordinance to go out for bid for the 523 North Maple Street lot. Finishes our
Kenny, you our need meeting. To put.
Pardon?
You awesome. Need to put stuff on file.
File too. Yeah, I forgot about it for the summer maintenance.
Motion for the summer maintenance.
No, he's putting it on file.
Oh, yeah, putting it on file.
Yeah. It's for, say, sort of adjustment for the.
Yeah, the summer maintenance, Ileana construction.
Supplemental. Yeah. We want to put
it on file and
voted on. Okay. We're going to place that on file.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
You got a copy
both
of that, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That ends our open session. We're going to go into closed session. No, nothing will be acted on coming up.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Yeah.
2nd
Nice. Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Well, we did.